Good evening and welcome to the regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Ambrose Recreation Park District.
Okay, Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Here.
Director Torlickson?
Here.
Let the record show.
Oh, sorry, let the record show Director Torres and Director Hudson are absent.
Okay, Mr. Juan, could you help us with the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the state of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So before I go further with our meeting, I just wanted to let you know that I got a text message from our chair earlier, and she said that she hopes to be here in July, that she has completed all her treatments, which I'm not aware of, so I don't know. Don't ask me more than that. But she specially mentioned, Director Garcia, thank you for leading the board meeting last month. And also that she wanted to make sure that we dedicate this meeting to our general manager, who is completing 10 and a half years of service with us. Thank you very, very much. This meeting is for you. It's a full meeting. Also, she wanted to thank everyone for, she's really grateful and touched by the cards and emails during her illness, and hopefully we'll see her in July. Okay, approval of the agenda.
I'm going to move we approve the agenda as is.
I'll second it.
Okay, Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlickson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Torres and Director Hudson are absent.
Thank you. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have any board members requesting? Okay, do I have a motion?
I move that we approve the consent calendar.
I'll second that.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlickson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Torres and Director Hudson are absent.
Okay, we have no presentations at this time. This is the last meeting by General Manager, so I'd like to hear his report. General Manager?
Yes, and before I turn it over to Lori for the detailed report on what's going on in the happenings of the district, I just want to thank the board for the opportunity to have served you for over 10 and a half years. And it's actually the longest job I ever had. Prior to this, I'd worked for an agency for 7 years and most agencies for five. I'd worked for 11 different agencies. So that's a testament to you guys. I wouldn't be here if this board wasn't as highly functioning as it actually is. We went through some really, really tough times, especially Eva and May. And and so it was kind of a pleasure going through those wars with you standing together finally. I remember the first meeting that I attended, I wasn't quite hired yet. I sat in the back row and noticed how dysfunctional this process was. And I had already read the minutes and had an idea that things weren't right here. And that's what I love to do the most, is to try to go into an agency and see what I can do to affect change. And I thought I'd be here for maybe a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And really what happened is we started building more and more momentum and more successes. And the staff started working together instead of apart. And then we started bringing on new staff members. And then we assembled this team that's just absolutely fantastic, that I have the utmost confidence in turning this department over and understanding that things will be going along without a hitch. This should be an easy transfer for the board and for staff. So I'm very proud of the team I was able to assemble over the past, oh my gosh, 7-8 years now. Mm-hmm. It's just been an honor for me to have served the district, the community, the board, and my staff. So I just wanted to thank you for that opportunity.
We so appreciate you. We'll have our comments later.
All righty, and again, I thank you for the opportunity as well, General Manager. The Ambrose Aquatic Center opened daily as of Monday, and we have sold 53 adult youth passes and 46 adult passes. Very excited about that. That's the highest number for the first week that we're open. Next week's our summer camp at the Aquatic Center, and our registered youth will play sports, swim, do scavenger hunts, and right now we have 18 registered. So we're very excited about that. Lindbrook basketball court and hoop is completed. It's absolutely amazing when you go by because it's always full. It's just really being utilized. It was something that these kids really wanted, and they are using it. Mike's bike repair that was here on the 6th did 40 free bike repairs. They were just amazed at how many people came out. Our Junior Giants program begins next week. Practices for Bay Point residents will be on the Pittsburgh field until our field is complete. We just had the soil, infield soil, delivered this week, and they'll be spreading it and grooming that infield this weekend. Very excited about that. For our senior program, we start a Walk with Ease. It's a partnership with the Arthritis Foundation. It started June 3rd at 10:30 through August 19th, and we've had an incredible turnout, and they just walk the whole area. So it's absolutely fantastic, and when it's cool or hot, they do it inside the auditorium. And very, very busy with aquatics. Swim lessons are up, numbers are way up, we're completely full. We have wait lists of 4 and 5. We'll be doing it right now. We're doing a PM swim lesson for 2 weeks, then we're gonna do an AM for 2 weeks, then a PM, and then an AM. So numbers are just full and packed. Mm-hmm. But you had more time and room to do more.
Great.
Real excited about it.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
No,
wonderful. Do you have any comments? Any questions?
Yes, I would like to still sponsor somebody for baseball.
Okay. It's a free program. It's through the Junior Giants, and it's free. They get hats, shirts, baseballs, gloves, bats. They give them everything. It's through the Junior Giants.
Oh,
or through the Giants organization.
All right. Well, if there's anything I can help you with, give me a call.
Okay.
Okay.
So I do have a couple of questions. Is that all?
No,
sorry.
Yes.
Okay. One is, so for the senior walk
with ease, yeah.
Is it just inside?
They went outside on a kind of a nice day and they walked.
Not too far.
Not too far. No,
it's,
no, no.
It's at 10:30, so I'm just thinking the heat.
Oh yeah, no, I said the heat and when it's cool, they've been doing inside walking in circles. But they do sometimes go out and walk the path and come around here. So it's around the building.
Awesome.
It's not off-site or anything.
Okay, great. Then I have a question about how's the parking over at Ambrose when we have a lot of people?
It's great. We do have a lot of people that have a tendency to want to go into the handicap in that bottom area, but we do kind of enforce that and save that for our people with the handicap plaque. The upper parking lot gets full. The entrance parking lot gets the fullest, and then we have that overflow in the upper. But yeah, we're filling it up pretty much. The parks have been full. We've had a lot of people doing rentals and celebrations and graduations, and so our parks have been full.
Awesome. Lastly, is there any problem with security with all that, you know, because it's...
At this time, no, because it seems like when there's people around, people behave themselves better. It's when nobody's around that we have a tendency to get the vandalism.
Mm-hmm.
We did get some graffiti on our restrooms, which we took off already. And then last Saturday, or it must have been Saturday night, I went in last Sunday, and we had on that round water thing, we had graffiti and on the post going in, and Sunday morning we had it painted.
And does Pittsburgh police come
yes.
around?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're very, very, very view.
I've seen them. I don't know how often they go.
Yeah, they try to just drive through, especially in the upper parking lot and come down.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They make themselves very visible.
Thank you. Our partnership is working.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you. Any other questions?
Yes, I do have I'm sorry. What about the homeless? Are we still having that problem with the homeless?
Again, when there's people around, they go away. Even when you come down Memorial, you notice that they're not staying there because CORE has been extremely active in that area.
Great. Mm-hmm. Great. That is, and the bathrooms are all been kept.
Right. The upper bathrooms are closed. We just had to close those because there was too much shit during the wintertime, too much damage for them. So we just keep the lower bathrooms open. We open them basically 7 a.m. till probably about 5:30 every day.
Okay.
7 days a week now.
Oh, great. Great. All right.
Well, thank you for all your work.
Thank you.
Okay. Moving on to legal. We don't have a legal counsel report. Public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into record at the discretion of the Board Chair. And do we have any public communications requests? Not at this time. Thank you. Okay, moving along. Board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. Item 9A. Consider approval of the 2024-2025 Engineer's Report as presented by Community Economic Solutions and approval of Resolution Number 23/24-02, Intention to Order Improvements and Set a Public Hearing for the Ambrose Parks Assessment District. General Manager, do you have anything?
Yeah, this is the annual report that we do for the assessment district that helps pay for maintenance services at a few of our parks. This one, of course, Ambrose Park, and what was the other? Is it?
I think it's Anuda.
Anuda, yeah. So we collect this every year. This is a report that was presented to the board. Was it last board meeting? A couple of board meetings ago, the assessment. And this is approving it and requesting that we receive those funds from those areas.
Okay. I bring it to the board. Any questions?
No.
We've done this before.
No.
Yes. Okay. We need a motion.
I move that we approve the 2024-2025 engineer's report as presented by Community Economic Solutions.
Okay, that's one.
I'll second that.
Okay, and then we have another, we approved the resolution, so there's another one. And approval, and we approve, there's two of them.
There's only one.
There's two 9As. So one is approval of the engineer's report, and the second one is approval of the resolution.
That's a different subject.
That's a different subject.
No, it's just on the same one.
It's the same one.
What
resolution for
it's still 9A.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do we have to say it all together?
Just complete. Yeah.
Okay. Complete. Can you do it again, Director Garcia, please?
I move that we approve the 2024-2025 engineer report as presented by Community Economic Solutions.
And that we.
I'm still trying to find it, so
it's
I,
the, on the
somebody
agenda.
Else better.
Okay, this one.
Okay. Consider approval of 2024 reports down from here. Solutions and public hearing solutions in approval of resolution 23-2402 intention to order improvements and set public hearing for the Ambrose Park Assessment District.
Okay. We have a motion.
I'll second it.
It's okay.
Oh, it's okay.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Torres and Director Hudson are absent.
Yeah, there were two 9As. It's a little bit confusing. Okay, moving on. Thank you, directors. Item 9B, consider approval of resolution number 23/24-03, ordering even year board of directors election, consolidation of elections, and specifications of the election order.
Yes, this is two of our board members are up for re-election. Our two board seats are up for election this November. So this is starting the wheels in motion to have those elections prepared and ready to go for the November ballot.
Okay. Do I have questions from the board?
Okay, you need a motion? Let's see. I move that we consider approval of resolution 23/24-3, ordering even year board of director election, consolidation of elections, and specifications of the election order.
I second that.
Okay. Is this, it's a money thing, so we have to roll call, right?
Yes. Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Torres and Director Hudson are absent.
Thank you. Okay. I know it's a lot of going back and forth on the packet because it was printed double-sided.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a lot of going back and forth. Okay. Letter Board Matter 9C. Consider approving the First Amendment to Purchase and Sale Agreement and Joint Escrow Instructions for the sale of Clearland property.
Yes. So the district was in contract with a buyer for the property, and the terms expired, and they were asking for additional time. They actually wanted to negotiate a lower fee, but the board held firm on the existing offer, and so that has not changed. What has changed was they wanted to purchase another 60 days, I believe, of time, depositing $100,000 into the district's account, which will be forfeited to the district should they no longer be interested in purchasing the property. If they continue to purchase the property, that will be put towards the purchase. The other caveat that the district asked for is that there is a covenant, and the covenant states that of the project itself, at least 10% will be dedicated to low-income housing. So the two terms that are different that make this an amendment are additional time and a covenant for low-income housing.
Okay. I bring it back to the board for any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Okay. I do have, I was a little bit surprised with some of the things that happened while I was away, that there was a discussion on the covenant. And when I came back during the last meeting, that it was already in place. So I looked through, because at the closed session, we can't really take it home with us to study. So I did not see all this language. And I didn't realize that it would take a lot of work for staff to check on these people if they will put 10% of the units as low income. Our staff will need to go into their books to check if they're actually doing their work.
And I feel a little bit, you know, like why, because it's very hard for our staff to do that. Who will do that, first of all, to go to the people who already bought a property and tell them, are you following the 10% that we put in our contract? And what if we find out that they're not? That it says here that we can sue them. But are we willing to spend money on legal counsel for that 10%? Well, did you understand that when you went in?
What I understood is that they would do it, and I've taken at faith that they would do that.
No, but the way that it's written, is that we have the right. We have to inspect it. I don't know for how long. I don't see it here. Progress reports. Buyer shall send a written update on the progress report of the project. Where is it? I underlined it somewhere. That we have to go there and check on them.
The progress report, is that what you're talking about? Buyer should send.
No, rights of enforcement, number 11.
Okay.
In addition to other enforcement, the terms and conditions of the covenant may be enforced by the district. So, any remedy, where is that? Well, first of all, it says here. No, it's here. I'm sorry. Okay, so under rental restrictions, letter E, the Alliance shall maintain books and records that document the certification of each low-income renter and the amount of monthly rent paid by each low-income renter during the affordability term. Such books and records shall be made available for inspection by district or the affected low-income renter during normal hours of 9 to 5 p.m. with 2 business days notice. District, that's us, or any low-income renter may, at their cost, audit Alliance books and records to verify. We have to pay someone to audit them. Are we willing to do that? That's what I wanted to ask you guys. I mean, Alliant agrees to reasonable accommodation. And also, if I remember right, I don't know if the zoning has changed. Has it changed?
Not that I'm aware of.
I believe that piece of land is supposed to be business, not housing. So they still have to go to the county to do this, and I hope that they know that, and that if something happens in the county, that they don't come back and blame us for making them think that it is all okay. So I'm just letting you guys know. But they're willing to sign it. They're willing to agree to the 10%. But are we willing to have our staff go there and check on them, making sure that they are really following the 10%? Of low-income housing, and what will we do if they don't? That's what I wanted to ask our board members.
I didn't know this. What you're saying now,
am I right?
Which makes it even. I mean, I stood my ground that I thought that our job as board members was only to think about the Ambrose district, that not the community, not low-income, high-income, none of that. Our only job was supposed to deal with the Ambrose property, nothing else. But they went ahead and they, you know, so I said, okay, stood back, I didn't say anything, because I figured, well, you know, it is what people want to say, and, you know, you heard.
And I hope the lawyer can, our attorney's here to explain this, because that's what I'm reading. I'm a bit concerned with staff being there, checking on Alliant, and you know, showing that okay, if you don't pay it, if you don't rent this out 10%, what will we do? This is no longer recreation, parks and recreation, right?
I agree.
Yeah.
I didn't read that. Maybe we should bring this to the lawyer.
Well, what's before you? is approval of the amendment with those two items on there this evening. The board can choose to table this.
I'm all for doing that.
For the two things, yes.
No, the two things, the amendment and the covenant. The covenant is the 10%, and that someone will have to go from the district to check on them that they are actually doing that. That's the covenant. So do you want to agree to the amendment or not, or do you want to make sure that the covenant is also going to work? That we are responsible for checking on them that they are doing the 10% of low-income housing. That's, they're planning to have 100 units. It says right here. 10% would be 10 units. So we're going to check on 10 units if they are actually low-income, if they're actually renting on low-income.
Like you said,
is that something that that our staff has to do?
Who else will do it?
I don't think it's a, if we sell the property, we sell the property.
Right.
We no longer have to follow up on that. It's because we, for us, for me at least, we're not, we already sold the property. Why are we still running after the people who already bought the property? Do you understand? Do you get where I'm going?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so so what do you want to do? That's what I want. So you're okay with them extending and paying the $100,000?
Yes.
But them doing the 10%, okay. But we're not going to be checking on them anymore. I don't think it is our responsibility to be checking on the 10%.
And we don't have any experience with that. We're not.
Exactly.
We're not real estate agents and or any of that.
Yeah. Is there a way that we can fix this still, or do we have to, can we agree to one part of it?
Yes, you can. Okay. So you can actually make a motion that you agree with one item of the change, which is the additional time and the deposit that would be put towards the purchase, and eliminate a covenant. You can also table this and get have your other directors.
If you want more information, we can.
You want more information,
we can just approve a portion of it and cross out whatever we don't want.
Right.
Well, I'm up for option two,
which is
just approve the first part and let go of the second part.
Let go of the covenant.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I know that people felt really strongly about this thing. And so I don't know. That's.
I mean, I feel for low-income housing myself, but that is not our job, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
We are here for parks and recreation. We are not housing people. And?
I agree. With what I was saying too.
Okay, I need a motion then.
I move that we consider approving the First Amendment to purchase the sale agreement and joint escrow instructions for the sale of a clear land property.
Without the covenant.
Without the covenant.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Of the 10% low-income housing.
Okay.
Director Lopez-Garcia?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Torres and Director Hudson are absent.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to item 9D. Consider entering into an employment agreement with Lori Shalifu, if you pronounce that correctly, to serve as general manager for the district.
Do I even have that right here?
Of course, she can't be here.
Yeah,
okay.
She's out of earshot. So the basic terms of the contract is a three-year agreement, annual salary of $121,000, which is the actual hourly rate of the existing general manager, only a 40-hour week. the board remembers that they accommodated a 30-hour week contract for the existing position. Monthly cell phone, this is on your report, this is reversed, so we can understand this. The monthly cell phone allowance is $50, and it does say that in the contract, and the monthly auto allowance is $200. So it's just reversed on the staff report, but in the contract itself, it has it correctly. We also noticed that there are some errors, just typos.
A lot of typos.
Yeah, that we'll clean up. They're just wrong words. My name is in there on a couple of occasions. It needs to be changed to Chalifo. Pronouns, his to her, things of that nature. Nothing material about this. It's just there's a number of them in there that will be cleaned up prior to executing the contract, but that's no big deal. So anyway, this is the time to vote on Lori Chalifo's contract as taking over the general manager position, effective July 1st, 2024.
Okay, I bring it back to the board. Any questions? Any comments?
Make a motion.
It's a hot mess.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Make a motion.
Consider entering into an employment agreement with Lori Chalifo.
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 It's French.
To serve as general manager for the district.
I'll second that.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Torres and Director Hudson are absent.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now we're going into public hearing. 10A. Consider adopting the general operating budget for fiscal year 2024-2025. I think it's you, Jess.
So this is just for the public to make any comments on the budget for the next fiscal year and adopting it. You guys adopt it.
And I see that your comments are in red. I can see
yes.
Them.
Yeah, so we went over this the last board meeting. So this is just approving it.
Okay. Well, any questions? Any comments from the board?
No problem.
Okay. We need a motion. Oh, the public needs to speak. Anything to say?
Okay. I move that the board to adopt the general operating budget for fiscal year 2024-2025.
I'll second that.
Okay. Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Torres and Director Hudson are absent.
We have no closed sessions. I'd like to invite my board members to give, this is their opportunity to report on any committee assignments and make individual comments. Director Garcia.
I would like to request that our September meeting be moved back 1 week to September 19th rather than the 12th. Is that possible?
And what is the question? Why?
There must be a reason.
There is, but...
She wants to move the September meeting ahead a week.
Yeah, that would be considered a special meeting,
yeah.
Not a regular meeting.
Yeah.
Special meetings are limited in what they
scope.
Can hear and scope. So, yeah, that's generally not possible to do. Anything
so
other than a regular meeting?
No.
Okay.
Sounded
good, though.
Either we don't have a meeting or...
Let's not have a meeting. Can we do that?
No. What's the
conflict?
I don't know. She didn't say it.
What am I missing here? What's the conflict? How come you don't want to meet?
I have something to do that day.
Oh, okay. You're still.
Yeah.
I got you.
You just have to skip it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The meeting. Our meeting. If you have something urgent to do. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Anything else?
No.
Any other comments?
I have a comment. I have a comment on the way that the new floors look in the hallway, in the dining room. My goodness, it looks fantastic. It really looks nice. Great job, you guys. If it's possible, could we do our room too here? Would it be too much?
Yeah, it'd be too much. Right now, but
yeah.
I understand what you're saying. Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. It really looks fantastic. This place is just getting up and up, and I'm really proud to be a member here and a director. And the park at Lindbrook is just going strong. I really have to say that. The kids are always out there every single day. There isn't a time, and it starts to get dark. They don't still want to leave. I'll be honest with you. It's just really lovely to drive up to Ambrose and see the place packed, you know, and families using it. And it's not dormant. It's clean. It's nice. And thank the guys for all of their cleaning, all of their hard work to keep up the areas. Because I know it's kind of hard. You know, there's been a couple of times I brought trash bags out and filled them up myself, but that's what happens with the teams. And I did talk to the team guys, and they're helping too, so I really have to say there at Lindbrook, it's working. And that's it.
Okay. First of all, congratulations, Lori.
Thank you.
And welcome. Thank you. We're looking forward to working with you.
I'm very honored to work with this board.
Yeah.
Very honored.
It's time for you to shine. not that you've been haven't been shining, you're already shining. Yeah, but anyway, and Doug, we're gonna miss you. I had a call with Doug earlier, and I told him I take credit for getting Doug here. I do because if you remember, Terry Smith resigned, and we had to look for a temporary manager at that time, and I found John, and he was the one who told me that I found this guy. And John said,
John De Lorenzo.
Yeah, John De Lorenzi, Lorenzo, De Lorenzo. He was here for like almost more than 6 months, I think.
About that.
More than yeah, but he did a lot of work with the staff, and it kind of helped also move the staff. It made everything a little calmer with him. Yeah, and then Doug came along, and talking about change, I mean, really, the changes that he has made for this district, from black to white,
yes,
from chaos to really good organization and good staff, and staff and board working together, that has not happened for a long, long time until Doug came along. And so thank you, Doug, for everything you've done for the district. And I'm gonna cry now. I told him that, can I still call you when I want a wine? And he said, yes, so we're good. Okay, okay, no more. Okay, I need a motion to adjourn.
I'm going to be adjourned the meeting until July.
Okay.
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.